A man who had polio as a child brings indigent patients from Vietnam to America for free treatment. You're listening to Humankind. I'm David Freudberg. The kids from Vietnam call him Mr. Joe, a gravel-voiced former school teacher and administrator now in his late 70s and retired. But Joe Bodanza doesn't exactly enjoy the tranquility and serenity many retirees seek. Instead, from his apartment in Leominster, Massachusetts, he devotes his days to managing the considerable special needs of young polio patients from Vietnam. Mostly, they're teenagers and 20-somethings who arrive from poor rural areas. They have crutches and wheelchairs, if even that. To remember the many dozens of lives he's touched profoundly, Joe's living room is lined with photos of kids with twisted backs, misshapen legs, and always, amazingly, a gentle smile.
This boy could not walk for 10 years. He got polio at age 3. And for 10 years, he had no wheelchair, nothing. He crawled with his elbows and his knees. And when he got here, I said, by the time we get through with you, you'll be walking. And with two braces, he can stand on his feet. First time in 10 years, he stood on his 2 feet. And this is a picture of him in a walker. First time in 10 years, he moves one leg ahead of the other. And now he's walking without crutches and without walker. He walks with two braces and walks quite well. That boy could not walk when he first came here.
How do you feel when you see that?
I cried.
And they're all such beautiful kids.
Oh yeah, they're really outstanding children. All they needed was a chance in life, a chance to show that they can do it, that they can get ahead. They are important. They are people. And that they have some value, and they are worth it. Life is worth living for them. Before they come here, it's not true with many of them. They have no hope. They don't care. They just move along like a zombie. But as you see, by the time they're through, they're in college or whatever, and they feel good about themselves. That's the main thing.
The child of Italian immigrants living near Boston, Joe Bodanza was the youngest of 8. His familiarity with the ravages of polio began at age 6 when Joe came down with a high fever. The illness left him temporarily unable to walk. It later was diagnosed as poliomyelitis, a viral disease that can cause paralysis and sometimes death. Joe spent a year in a sanitarium trying to regain his strength. Today he walks with a minor limp, one leg slightly shorter than the other.
Polio makes one very, very weak. You have no desire to eat. You have no desire to get up out of bed. No desire for anything. And when I finally got out of bed and tried to stand up, I collapsed, and my father held me up to hold so I could stand on my feet, but I couldn't do it. And then I missed school for almost a whole year. I couldn't attend school. The doctor insisted that I sit out in the sun on a chair and get some fresh air, and that was it. But it's very debilitating. So I can understand the boys and girls I've had here who had polio, that they just had no desire for anything.
But yeah. That's not a condition that lingers.
No. As long as one keeps moving, keeps exercising, keeps going forward. I was pushed a lot to do this and do that, to swim, to ski, to play ball, which I did. I took part in all sports just to keep myself physically active. Because polio, when atrophy sets in, that's it. Your muscles just lose their strength. But thank God that I pushed myself also. I had some very good teachers in high school and college that gave me a lot of adrenaline to go on and keep on in life. Otherwise, one could just take a back seat and do nothing. And I always had a great desire to help other people. Although I had no money, so money isn't the only answer. After I retired from state work, I figured this way. I had polio when I was a child. I had 3 heart attacks in the 70s and 80s. I had cancer in the 80s. I had the biggies. So it's time for me to do something else and try to be of greater service to humanity.